Ned Beatty is known as a character actor, which means he can play funny or irascible or mean or just plain memorable. You may know him from the movies Deliverance or Nashville or Hear My Song, or on TV as Ed Connor in Roseanne or Detective Bolander in Homicide. Now he's on Broadway in one of the great roles of American theater, Big Daddy in Tennessee Williams' Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Nothing wrong with me but a spastic colon. Made spastic, I guess, by disgust. With all the goddamn lies and liars I had to put up with. The goddamn hypocrisy I have lived with the 40 years you and I have been living together. Hey, Ida, blow out the candles on the birthday cake. Purse up your lips, draw in a deep breath, and blow out the goddamn candles.
Ned Beatty says moving from screen to stage can be tough for some actors, but for him it feels natural because he's done years of professional theater. As for the southern heat of Tennessee Williams' words and the music in them, that feels familiar too. The play is set in Mississippi, and Beatty is from Kentucky. When he was off stage and in front of a microphone, I asked him about the accent he uses for Big Daddy.
Let's see, Big Daddy says, that woman of yours got a better shape on her than Goopus. But somehow or another, they both got the same look about them. I don't know how to describe it, but it's the same look. So now, I don't even think about it much, but there's more Mississippi in that than I would have admitted to tell you the truth.
Do you know from a Mississippi accent?
Well, the last time I worked seriously on my Mississippi accent, we went to Holly Springs to do the film Cookie's Fortune, and I was playing a local police officer. So we pulled up in the town square of Holly Springs. I said, I'm just going to go in a few shops and talk to a few people, just start to get a feeling of, you know, what we should be doing. Wondrous thing happens. I go in three shops. I talk to three people. They are all English people. One from Manchester, two from different parts of London. I came back to the car and I said, I don't think this technique is going to work somehow or another. But I do think that what I lean more on, quite frankly, than just Mississippi, I lean more on the whole idea of redneckness. Mm-hmm. And how that kind of comes across in a lot of different accents. It's, you know, there's a hardness in it. I mean, when I first came to New York, I was a heavy smoker, but I couldn't buy a pack of cigarettes because I'd ask for a pack of cigarettes and nobody would respond to me when I go in these little tobacco shops. So after a week or so of this, I was getting sick and tired of it, and I thought, I got to figure out something. So I decided to use my Kentucky mountain accent. So I was like, give me a pack of cigarettes, and they give it to me right away. So it wasn't the accent, it was where the voice was placed. If you place it up in your nose, New Yorkers can hear you every time.
So you're playing more economic or social than you are region.
Yes.
Critics love you in this.
Well, they have to like somebody sometime. I must tell you, though, I don't read reviews ever. I just remember early on in my career of going in to do the second show after the reviews have come out, and suddenly you're on a stage in a different play with different people, and it's not very much fun.
Do you read them months or years later?
Only if somebody kind of reads them out loud and I can't get out of the room.
Well, here, I've gotten... you're missing some good ones, man. You've got a lot going on when you've got your movements to think about, the emotion you're trying to convey, and the language, because
yes,
the language in this play is so important.
Well, it took a while. I must say, growing up, movies were what it was about for me. I grew up on films. If somebody said acting to me, that's what it was. Did you ever think that? I mean, did you think about acting as being a theatrical thing?
You mean as opposed to a movie thing?
Well, yeah, when you were growing up, because how much theater did we see? Actually, I had been in about four plays before I ever saw one. And the one I saw was at Antioch, and I saw Hamlet. And I was absolutely mesmerized. I said, is that what we've been doing? But it took me forever to realize that it was really about language. And I think that's a hard thing to wrap your mind around. If you come at acting through a movie experience of being the audience...
The stage requires some different skills.
Yes.
Than movies.
Yes.
You're working with movie actors, Jason Patrick and Ashley Judd.
Well, we went through a bad time because I was caught doing it. I did an interview at a time when I shouldn't have done it, when we'd worked a very long stretch without any kind of day off. I shouldn't have been speaking to anyone, much less somebody from the press. And I was trying to talk about the fact that we can train actors the way they used to, particularly for stage work. We now have a really good regional theater movement in this country. I was trying to say that and say that I think it would behoove the New York stage to maybe pay a little more attention to that fact. And that kind of got turned into the fact that I was calling them down for being actors for movies. Them meaning Ashley and Jason. And I never intended that. And I think some feelings got hurt. And I really hope that that's on the mend at this point.
You're doing this role every night.
Yes.
Do you ever find that you're getting lazy? You know, maybe you threw away that last line when you should have given it another kind of emphasis.
No, and that scares me because I don't know where the energy comes from. But there's one thing I don't like about acting. Should I tell about it?
Well, of course.
I don't like changing clothes.
Well, that could be a barrier there.
Well, it's not so bad in the theater, but in movies, if somebody picks you up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you get to the set at 6, and you have to take off those clothes and put on some more. I don't like that. I never have.
We'll get you some Velcro stuff you can just pull off and put back on or something.
That's the kind of thing we need in this business.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Oh, thank you. It's been fun for me, too.
Ned Beatty is currently playing Big Daddy in the Broadway production of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof by Tennessee Williams. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.